Zvachim perik tes mishnehei 9-5. Ve'elu im alu yiredu. The following things, also if they're brought up, they're taken down. Now these things are not invalid per se, but they have no shaychas, they have no place, no relevance, no connection to the mizbeach, and therefore they shouldn't be put there. And if they're brought up, they should be brought right back down. Basar kachay kachim, the meat of kachay kachim, because this is sacrificial meat of a chatas or an asham, it's meant to be eaten by the kohanim, not burned. So if you bring it up there, bring it right back down. Ubasar kachim kalim. Same goes with the meat from kachim kalim. It's supposed to be eaten by whoever brought it. You know, if it's from a shlamim or a pesach or something, no business being burned. So if you put it up there, bring it back down. Umosar ha-omer. The korban omer brought on the second day of Pesach. So like all menachos, essentially, you have the whole container worth. It's an omer's amount, as it happens here, of course. And you separate just a komets, call it a fistful, if you will. And that goes to the mizbeach. But the shiraim, the leftovers, are eaten by the kohanim. That's true for the omer, like all menachos. And therefore, if you have the mosar, the leftover, after what's left after you take the komets, so that is supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, not put on the mizbeach. And therefore, if it's put on, you take it down. Ushtei halechem, the two loaves, those are the two loaves of bread that are waved along with the shalmei tzibur, the communal feast offering, and that's brought on Shavuos. So those bread are actually, they have no business at all being on the mizbeach. They're a chametz stick, and they should be just separated to, you know, distributed to the kohanim, eaten by the kohanim. And therefore, if it's brought in the mizbeach, take it on down. Belechem hapanim, the showbreads, those are the 12 loaves, let's call them, that are sitting on the shulchan in the kodesh, you know, all week long. Again, those are eaten by the kohanim that are serving. They are not meant to be put on the mizbeach. So if someone puts them on, they got to take them right back down. Vishiyara menachos, the leftovers of menachos. This, like what I said before about the omer, again, there are other kinds of menachos. And essentially, if you have, you take the komets and burn it, typically, and the rest is eaten. So that's the shiurayim, the leftovers. So again, if it's the leftovers which are meant to be eaten by kohanim, or put in the mizbeach, it should be taken on down. And finally, v'hakatoras. Now the katoras is the incense. Incense is burned twice a day, morning and afternoon, in the kodesh on the mizbeach ha-panimi, the inner golden altar, not the outer altar. So here we're saying if the incense is put on the outer altar, it has no business being there, no connection. Therefore, again, it should be removed from the mizbeach ha-chitz on the outer altar. Now, period, kind of new paragraph. The Mishnah is going to have more things that have the same din, but you notice there's no vav here. It just says hatsemer, because this is really a new case. The new case is we're talking here about an ola. So the ola is meant to be burned entirely in the mizbeach after you flay it and butcher it. But what goes on essentially is the meat and the head, and the other parts of, that are not really the meat of the animal don't belong per se, but they come along as a subordinate to the rest of the animal. But if for whatever reason, the stuff which is not meat or other sacrificial parts, the fats and so on, essentially gets separated, they shouldn't be put on as a standalone. Learn that from Psukim, okay? So the first thing we have here is Hatsemer Shebaroshe Kvasim, the wool that's on the head of a lamb, a sheep, a ram. So those, the wool doesn't belong to the Mizbeach per se, just you put the whole head on, and when you flay the animal, you don't flay the head. Also learn that from Pasuk, and therefore the wool goes on as well. But if for whatever reason the wool is separated from the head, you don't put the wool on separately by itself on the mizbeach. And also, v'hasear shebizakan tiyashim, the hair of the beard of a billy goat, right? Like the goatee of the goat. So that hair, again, it's just subordinate to the head. But if it gets separated, you shouldn't put the hair on separately. V'hatsamos, the bones. Again, of course, bones just go on with the rest of the flesh, but if bone gets separated, it doesn't go on by itself. V'hagidim, Gidim translated often as just sinews. It means any of the long, hard parts inside the animal, but it really could refer to the nerves or, for that matter, the veins or, for that matter, the tendons, ligaments. If for whatever reason you have a separate piece that was not connected to the meat anymore, it doesn't belong on. If it goes on, you just take it down. The karnayim, the horns of the animals. Vatzlafayim, the hooves of the animals. Again, these are not meat and therefore don't belong on. When you put the whole leg on, the hoof will be attached. But if the hoof is not attached, don't put it on. Bezman shehen mechubarin, if they're still attached, yalus, they're brought up with the rest of the leg or whatever it is, the head. Shneemar, vihiktir ha-kohen es kol ha-mizbechaha, and the kohen will cause to smoke and burn everything on the mizbeach. But pershu, once they've separated from like the horn or the hoof or the bone is separated from what's meant to go on the Mizbeach, lo ya'alu, it shouldn't be put on. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, va'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. What goes on is the basar v'hadam, the flesh and the blood, but not things like horns, hoofs, gidim, the tendons, the bones, and the like.